Philip Palmetto grew up in New York City.
I was very lucky in that my parents would take me to the Metropolitan Museum in New York and so forth. But it was really in college when I studied art history at Williams College that I got a deep interest in art.
Especially sculpture.
People sometimes ask me why I got so interested in sculpture as opposed to painting. I like painting a lot. But somehow, from the very beginning, I felt an attraction to sculpture, to the tangible quality, and the kind of independence of sculpture as an artistic object.
Philip Palmetto earned a PhD in physics from MIT, then enjoyed a very successful career in physics and later business. Palmetto's work occasionally required him to write, which he found he liked. And about a decade ago, he started writing books about sculpture and sculptors. 3 years ago, in a fine piece of serendipity, Palmetto and his wife just happened to take the same Rhine River cruise as Lynn Emery, whose work he had known for some time and admired. Palmetto sought out Emery, and before long, they were talking about the possibility of a book.
It's a delicate matter, frankly, because it's a significant commitment on both of our parts, and we're both it's a risk we're both taking, right? Because this would be the first book that she has had written about her, and she's putting her work in a way in my hands, and I'm committing to a year of my life to try to understand and present, communicate what her work is all about. But she knew a couple of the people who I'd written about before. She checked me out, I checked her out. And fortunately, we all agreed it would be a good thing to do.
And Palmetto quickly discovered that Lynn Emery's personal history is as compelling as her art.
She was working as a reporter in Paris, freelance reporter, and was asked to do an article on sculpture, which she knew nothing about. But she noticed that across the street from her hotel, there was a sculptor's studio, so she wandered in there, hoping to just get some information about what sculpture was about. And it turned out to be the studio of Ossip Zadkine, who was at that time probably one of the most prominent cubistic sculptors in the world. And she liked what she saw and signed up for his class. He taught his students in a realistic mode, and particularly in a simplified style. He thought very highly of Egyptian sculpture. Simplification of style is something that I think has carried through Lynn's work. Maybe it was because of Zadkine, maybe it was because she had an inclination from the very beginning for that mode.
That 1 year with Zadkine in Paris in the late 40s would be the only formal instruction in sculpting Lynn Emery ever had.
She was really independent from the age of 15. And one of the things I try to do in this book and others is to relate the personality to the artistic evolution of an artist and to the artist's work. I think independence is one of the things that has characterized Lynn's work.
And publisher Hudson Hills has done a superb job of illustrating Emery's work in Lynn Emery.
It's a beautifully produced book. You know, it's really satisfying for a writer. I don't have much control once I turn in a manuscript to the publisher. I kibitz, I say, you know, this should be here, this should be there. But it's really a delight when a book comes out of this quality, reflecting the care of very good editors and publishers.
Writer Philip Palmetto, author of the widely acclaimed, highly recommended new volume, Lynn Emery. For 89.9 WWNO, I'm Fred Kasten.